So based on the title, you're going to think this episode is completely random. And it kind of was, because we were trying to think of a topic that would be a good test for the two of us to just sit and try out this Anchor app and see how we would do it. So we ended up, though, with an episode that we thought was pretty funny for the two of us. And we had a couple friends listen to it, and they thought it was pretty funny, too. So here we are, putting it out there for the rest of the world. Enjoy!
Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today, we are going to be discussing
condiments and food. Yes, you heard that right. We are discussing things found in your kitchen.
The good old condiments.
Yes. Fancy for the stuff that you put on your food. So, Miley, as a kid, what's your favorite condiment to use?
You know, I am, condiments aren't really my favorite, but I'm kind of a ketchup fan. Most kids would go for ranch, you know, but I actually don't really like ranch that much unless it's on a salad.
Right, right. So,
yeah,
I don't like it. You know, as a kid, I know I used salt, especially on vegetables.
Salt?
Yes.
That's a condiment. A condiment?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, I would consider it a condiment.
I thought condiments were like relish and mustard and like ketchup, like the squeezies.
Well, maybe we're going to have to do a fact check at the end.
Okay.
Even though it's a seasoning, I would consider it a condiment too.
Okay.
But maybe I'm totally off base and don't even know what I'm talking about already. Sweet.
Okay. Just keep going.
Okay. Well, okay. One of my current favorite condiments is balsamic glaze. And I know that's your favorite. Because...
Oh, okay. A condiment is a spice, sauce, or preparation that is added to food.
Okay,
so... after cooking. Okay, yeah. So salt.
So, I mean, yeah. Salt can be considered a condiment, and I do put that typically on vegetables.
Do you know what condiment I love?
What?
Soy sauce.
But what do we call it in our house?
Show you.
And why is that?
Because our dad. My dad.
Yes, we're sisters. Woo! Aging backwards.
Is from Hawaii, and in Hawaii they call it shoyu.
Yes, and that's partially because of the Japanese influences there, because Hawaii is just a big mixture of all kinds of different cultures.
Yeah.
And he grew up for quite some time with a full Japanese stepmom, so. Yes, we love our shoyu, especially Aloha shoyu.
Yeah,
that's the bomb. Because that's not overly salty, and so yes, we always, well, almost always put that on our rice and have to order it special from Amazon because we have no ability to get it locally. But anyway, so yes. We can definitely agree on Aloha shoyu. That is, like, one of the number one condiments in our house.
You know, it's a condiment. What's, like, condiment that you, like, just don't like? Like, just...
I'm not a huge fan of pepper. I don't like a lot of it, even pre-cooking and then after cooking. I'll use it sometimes, but very sparingly. It's not... Yeah, I'm not a fan.
See, I'm really not, like, much of a condiments person. I can give you a list of the condiments I don't like. But I really like your food au naturel. Mustard. I don't like mustard.
I didn't like mustard until I was probably much older in my... maybe even in college or my adult years, because yeah. I definitely didn't like it as a kid, which is ironic because I love vinegar stuff and there's vinegar in mustard.
Yeah. No, I don't like mustard. I don't like.
What else?
I don't know. I don't like just, I don't really like ranch. Like I said, it's okay. I don't.
Yeah. Ranch seems to be a Midwest thing, and maybe I'm just wrong, but it feels like it's more of a Midwest thing to have it like on everything. And being that we're, you know, from the West Coast,
I was originally born in Oregon, and Miley was born there too, and has spent significant amounts of time. She feels more like a West Coast kid than a Midwest kid. And
definitely.
Yeah. Ranch, mm-hmm. I've never been, like, huge on ranch.
No.
I know people who literally will have ranch on everything, and I'm like, just the slow look of why.
Do you know what's a condiment that we both don't like, but Dad loves?
What?
Tabasco.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah, pretty much any spicy condiment is pretty much off the table for both of us. I mean, I like sweet chili sauce. That's really good on salmon, like at our friend's restaurant, Four Brothers in particular. That's really good. I enjoy that on the salmon. But
yeah.
What else?
Can we just talk about something that I think is so you know Heinz, the ketchup brand?
Yes.
Came out with all these mixtures of
stuff. Okay, yeah.
Can we just talk about the mayo must and the cranch? The mayo chup and the mayo Q. What is that?
It's, you know, it's interesting because I haven't tried any of them.
Yeah, like no hate on Heinz, but what is this?
I kind of get the mayo ketchup one, but only because when I have a burger, a lot of times I'll put mayo on the bun and then you put the ketchup on it and then it mixes together. So they're just taking it to the next level and just cutting out the and just putting the condiments together.
You know what? Some kids at my school do this all the time. They mix ketchup and barbecue together. And what? They eat that. And
okay, that's
It's
I don't know that I would like that flavor pairing, but I could definitely like when your father makes the chicken. Oh my gosh, help me out.
Oh, chicken katsu?
Thank you. Chicken katsu.
Yeah.
And to make the katsu sauce, a lot of times they'll take A1 and shoyu and ketchup and mix that all together, and it's actually really good.
Yeah.
So
which A1 is kind of like barbecue, isn't it?
Not exactly. I mean, it's a steak sauce. A1. I know you don't. Again, I think it's just a younger palate thing, because definitely when I was younger, I was way pickier eater than I am now, and definitely used way less condiments. Like, as a kid, I wouldn't, you know, mostly kids ketchup. That's pretty the baseline condiment for most children, I think.
Except a lot of kids.
At least children in the U.S.
I've noticed here.
Mm-hmm. In the Midwest.
In the Midwest, that kids actually like condiments a lot. Like, kids in my school use all of the, like, main ones. Ketchup, mustard, mayo, barbecue, and ranch. They use all like the main ones, and like they like eat it. And then there's me, and I don't think I'm a condiment person. I just don't think I am.
I think you don't mind it because you don't mind like barbecue chicken.
Yeah, and actually
barbecue sauce cooked on ribs. But yeah, as like a dipping sauce.
Actually, though, recently with that pulled pork that you made, I actually did dip it in barbecue.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. See, your palate is growing.
Yeah.
As we grow and develop, our perspectives and our palates grow and change.
Because, like, well, yeah. I have... Oh, do you know what's something that bothers me? When people dip their grilled cheese in ketchup.
Ugh.
I don't also...
That's what we call misuse of condiments. I gotta say, that... When you told me that, I was like, I'm sorry, what now? Because that seems crazy to me. Because I love, you love, we love.
We all love.
Dipping our grilled cheese in tomato soup.
Yes.
Delish.
That's normal.
Love it. That's what we feel is normal.
I don't know. Maybe you guys should tell us. Is that normal to dip your grilled cheese in ketchup?
I don't know. Or is it just solely a Midwest thing? Because it feels like it's just a Midwest thing.
Yeah.
And your father has also told us about, like, there's this one restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, not too far away. And granted, we're in the middle of the U.S. So that, like, literally uses, like, plain tomato sauce as their salsa. And we've been to that restaurant, you and I think, like, once when you were really little. And yeah,
that's not salsa.
That's not
I don't
salsa.
Like salsa either. That's not really a condiment, but I'm just throwing it out there. I don't like salsa. Okay.
I like salsa, but I didn't like tomatoes until I was like 5 years old, and my grandfather.
Okay, but that's not that long to like wait to like. To wait. This. That's you're five.
5 years.
You don't start eating until you're like.
Watch one, what you, I mean, you mean solid foods?
Yeah.
You want to clarify that?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, solid foods, you start eating, they start being phased in at however many months. And I mean, but shoot, you were eating like, you know, lots of little, you know, cut up cherry tomatoes. You loved those as a little kid and you've actually loved those a long time. Yeah. But yeah, it's, there's definitely some oddities here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Although, you know what, if you went to other countries, they'd be like, what now? To like, lots of the U.S. condiments,
yeah,
versus what like other countries have. And mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to travel out of the country a fair amount. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of what some of the condiments were that were used in Ecuador. They always had this certain type of salsa, I think, on the table. But I was a little bit afraid to use it because, again, I'm not a super fan of spicy foods. They don't necessarily agree with me. But your father, oh my gosh, he loves spicy stuff. Although he hasn't, there was this store in, I forget what town in California, but it was called the Garlic Capital of the World. And there was literally this case they had in the store that had all these kind of like crazy hot sauces, and the cabinet had a lock on it, and you had to like sign a waiver
to
like buy it or try it, like basically what? That okay, if I die it's my own fault, or if I have a heart attack or something it's my own
fault.
Because it was that spicy. I'm like, you know, I'm pretty adventurous, but I don't want to burn my mouth off. So, yeah, and not. Even your father, who loves spicy things, he didn't even venture to try some of that. The hot sauce is locked in the cabinet.
That's crossing a line.
That's taking it next level extreme. So, mm-hmm. So yeah. So I want to venture back to the balsamic glaze.
No.
I gotta say, I love, no. I don't know when I discovered this, but
I think you guys were at the store one time.
No,
and you just
because
got
I
it.
Feel like when we were at your aunt's house in Minnesota, Auntie DC, she had it on, she had grilled asparagus and she had it drizzled on there. And then there like... was like, and that was when you were like three. So I think that started my, I mean, I've always loved vinegars. Always love vinegars. And you like some too because we
pickles.
Do some cooking with it. Well, but we cook like shoyu chicken. No,
that's
not shoyu chicken.
Chicken adobo.
Chicken adobo. Thank you. But and chicken adobo meaning Filipino chicken adobo, not Mexican chicken adobo, because there is a difference. Yeah, it's just so good. And it really just takes like vegetables next level, because I'll put it on asparagus. I'll put it on green beans.
You also put salt on everything. I just eat my vegetables plain.
No, the vegetables need a little bit of salt.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not like I put a ton on. I do a couple cranks of the Hawaiian salt.
Yeah.
But which then... I kind of haven't, have you noticed? I kind of have an obsession with different salts from different locations in the world.
Yeah.
They do have different tastes. Like Himalayan salt, for me, is too much. It really has to be like sparsely used. But I love Hawaiian pink salt. I like Hawaiian black salt. I had some, it was like Celtic gray salt. And there was other some.
Do you know what salt we recently used on the steak that Dad made?
Oh, yeah, that smoked.
That was good.
Yes.
It was smoky salt, basically.
Yeah, you had that super distinct smoky, like, flavor in it and smell. And, yeah, it was good. I found those on Amazon for him. I think we got those for Christmas for him or something, but yeah, those are yummy. They smell good and they taste good. Is it bad that my mouth is salivating?
A little bit. you know what sounds good after talking about ketchup? Hamburgers. Mm. That sounds good right now. I just want a nice homemade hamburger. Okay. Maybe for dinner.
We'll see. So what other condiments do we use? We should have gone through our refrigerator before this.
Yeah. Well, none of us are relish fans.
No.
None of us.
We don't usually use relish. I only use mustard, like, on sausage. Yeah. That's literally, because I don't have it on hamburgers. I only have it on when, like, we'll have, like, a bratwurst or something.
And we don't like hot dogs, so.
You know, it's so ironic because I used to eat those all the time as a kid. Like, yeah. The little turkey franks.
I don't know how
and I did And you did, that. Too. I for a fair amount of time, and I would eat them, too. And then at one point, probably within the last...
5 years?
5 years, 6 years. How old are you now? 12. Probably within the last 6 years, I just, some switch went off. Because I know, you know, we're not going to get into what they're made of, but some kind of switch went off in me. I was like, I can't eat this anymore. I know there's lots of people who love them and will eat them all the time. But for me, it just, something died inside. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And I was just like, nope.
Yeah, like no. Shame to those who eat hot dogs, because like I used to eat them, so like it's fine, but I don't like sausage either, so
yeah, you don't.
I don't like, you know, nope, I'm just gonna not say
it's
that.
A textural thing, I'm guessing.
Like, yes, no, I just don't like encased meats.
Oh, well,
that's a good way to put it without
there you go, encased meats. They need to be free! Freedom! Free for meats! Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's not like we eat that too frequently in our house anyways.
So would seasonings be considered condiments? Because...
Well, I think if you put them on after you're done cooking...
Okay, a condiment, yeah, is usually... after
almost
the dish
like
is
a
done.
Topping, so to speak.
Yeah, like frosting
is not a condiment.
Is frosting
Miley.
A condiment?
You know, in your world, I think
is frosting considered a condiment?
I don't think so.
If it is, that's my favorite condiment.
I mean, I guess a dessert condiment, because you put it. On... I mean, this is a stretch for sure. But
if that's actually okay, no, I can't have large quail. Like when like there's. Large quantities of frosting, I'm like
right, it needs to be like
it's
a thin layer
much.
You're more of a glaze. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Donuts.
Oh,
okay.
I know we digress. We get sidetracked. It's you know kind of crazy
is
how that happens.
Is Nutella a condiment?
I don't know about that.
It says right here Nutella is named New York's favorite condiment. It's the most popular condiment in the state.
Interesting. I mean,
so would that make peanut butter a condiment too?
I suppose.
I love peanut butter.
I know you do. Peanut butter is good. Jelly. But I like more like strawberry preserves. It's ironic because, okay, as a kid, I loved grape jelly.
I never liked grape jelly.
As an adult, I can't eat it. I can't eat it.
Is it the medicine?
I don't know if it's like a medicine, or if it's just like the... It's, you know, that it's just this kind of ball of, I don't know, it's just so, I don't know how to describe what I'm, which is really bad when you can't articulate. See, on a podcast.
I love strawberry jelly. It tastes
jelly or strawberry preserves, because we get strawberry preserves now. Oh. Jelly is like literally, it's like a gel.
I know what jelly.
Okay. Because the jelly twice.
Well, I've had strawberry jelly, and I actually like just like
you don't mind it.
Both. I like just like strawberry flavored things that you put on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Nice. Well, I like honey, and you. What are your feelings on honey?
I do not like honey. And I think, because I used to like not mind honey, like I like peanut butter and honey sandwiches. Mm-hmm. But I think, so I was doing, with my babysitter, we were doing What's in My Mouth challenge.
Oh God.
One time.
And, those are
and she gave
so my
me,
favorite.
She gave me honey.
Oh.
And it was like a gross honey. I don't know if it was like, well, honey doesn't expire though. So I don't know. I don't know what it was. But that honey that we had was disgusting. And I had it. And ever since then, I hate honey.
I wonder, was it like regular honey or was it the whipped honey we've gotten in the past?
Oh, maybe. I think it was the whipped honey.
Oh. And see, and you said honey doesn't have an expiration date. I don't know if that's factually accurate. And I, you know, I'm doing air quotes that no one can see. But honey can start, you know, when it starts to crystallize, so it's not the best.
Yeah.
It may have been that whipped honey that we had had for, like, in there ages.
Forever.
Yeah.
And then we finally got rid of it. But that's
We're fine. Slow. So I was looking up what are the condiments used in Europe. And let's see, the top 10 are mustard, vinegar, including balsamic.
Mom.
Yes, we need to go to Europe. Woo! When quarantine is done, we're going to go to Europe. No. Well, probably not right after quarantine, but we will get back to Europe. Salt, vinegar, again. Oh, no, the first one was balsamic vinegar. Yes.
Mom, no.
Europe is, like, higher on my list more than ever. Gremolata, which I can't remember. I know I've looked that up before, I don't know what gremolata is. Worcestershire sauce.
Ugh.
Vinegar again. And sugar.
Sugar.
Oh, that's funny. Vinegar's on there like 3 times.
Oh, God.
I love it.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, gosh. I'm curious to know how many of you out there listening to this like vinegar. Like, any type. Like, are you a vinegar person? Are you not? Do you even know what balsamic vinegar is? Have you ever even tried it? I want to know. Because I am against balsamic vinegar a lot. And
very strongly.
I'm against it, but I mean, y'all can have your own opinions, but
you're not a fan. It's so sad.
Maybe
again, this will have to be something that your palate develops further and you like it.
But I like plain vegetables.
Yeah.
And that's really all you put it on. It's what you personally.
Yes, personally, I put, well, and that's not just regular balsamic vinegar. It's specifically balsamic glaze. So it's the thicker consistency, which I like. So I was also looking up Asian condiments, which you've had a bunch of these. So, like, we like soy sauce, as we said before. Yes. But again, the Aloha Shoyu versus, like, Kinko Men, that's just, it's very difference in the saltiness. Mm-hmm. And then teriyaki sauce. Duh.
Oh,
Daddy's homemade teriyaki, not the store-bought. Every time we get the store-bought, we are sadly disappointed because we're like, it's just not the same.
You know what I like, though? That one restaurant. Any restaurant that you go to and you get the teri chicken, it's different than Dad's. It's like a sticky, like.
Mm-hmm. Know where I've had good teriyaki sauce? Mm-hmm. At the Hawaiian restaurants in Oregon, or really anywhere.
Yeah.
They have good teriyaki sauce. I don't know which one they use, if it's bottled or if it's made, but
it's good.
It's good. Okay, and then hoisin sauce, which we use in cooking. We don't usually. That you wouldn't typically use as, like, just by itself, or at least we haven't.
Yeah.
Black bean sauce. Oh. I don't know that we've used that before. Yeah. Wasabi. Daddy likes, but do you remember your wasabi story?
Yeah.
What happened?
How old was I?
Oh, gosh. You were probably 3 or 4.
I was 4. I think I was 4.
Yeah.
Because the twins were born.
Okay.
I had to be 4.
Okay.
I was 4, and we went into one of those conveyor belt places with the sushi on the conveyor belt. So I was just going to get, like, a plain, like, California roll or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
And I was just going to get it because I just wanted the rice from it. I didn't want any of the inside.
Of course.
Now I like California rolls. I really love those a lot, but besides the point. So I got it, and I ate it thinking it was just a regular plain California roll. No. The wasabi was pre-made in the roll. So there was already wasabi in it.
So we had, like, you and the twins, like, freaking out because they're like, hot, hot.
And we're all, like, so little. And I'm, like, on the verge of tears.
And my sister and I look at each other like, oh, shoot. Because their mouths are on fire. We didn't know stuff was pre-wasabi.
And there's no milk there. So no. Like, you so, just gotta yeah, drink
that was, as much that was, okay, can we have a bowl of plain rice now, please, for the young children? But yeah. And then plum sauce, which I have used on stuff before, and then fish sauce, which we typically use in cooking, not necessarily, like, on top.
Could you imagine? No.
Well, I mean...
Honey, no.
But yeah, it's yummy.
What's yummy?
I don't know. Food in general. Condiments make everything better.
Well, yeah, it makes plain food better. Some food you don't need it. Some food you can just eat.
Well, now, oyster sauce. Yeah, that's good and stuff. Oyster sauce.
I don't like...
You do if it's, like, cooked in the proper stuff. Well, and then you go to India and you have all kinds of curries and...
Oh, I like...
We like Daddy's Hawaiian curry. I don't know if that's... Yeah, I don't...
I don't think it's the same.
No, I mean, I've had different... You like that chicken tagine. That's... I believe that's an Indian dish. Again, don't quote me on it. That one, freshly, that we had... The chicken tagine.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. And none of these things, we're not sponsored by anything. Anything that we've mentioned is purely just because we love it or we don't care for it.
One way or the other. Hate, no shade.
No hate, no shame. Just our...
I said shade, not shame.
Oh. Well, none of that either.
Okay. I think we've covered all the... you know what we haven't talked about much?
What?
Barbecue. I mean, we did, but you like barbecue a lot.
I do. And you know what? As a kid, and when we went to McDonald's, and now I really can't.
Yeah, sorry, McDonald's. You're not doing it for us.
No, there's been a couple incidents. Yeah. But as a kid, love me some chicken nuggets. Loved the barbecue sauce. I was the kid that loved the barbecue sauce. Now I'll dip fries in a barbecue sauce from time to time, but that's rare.
See, I
know you've never been a huge fan.
The only thing I'll put barbecue sauce on, like, as a dip, is a pulled pork that, like, is pretty plain.
Yeah,
like a really plain pulled pork, just because ketchup, it tastes weird with it.
Right, that would be weird.
I like just a plain pulled pork and barely any, but just a little bit. But a weird thing about me, and this annoys you.
Oh, good.
Is no condiments can touch my bread.
Oh, that's right. You are a little weirdo.
Like, so let's visualize this. I have a hamburger. I put on my hamburger a bun, the hamburger, like the meat patty, the cheese, and the top bun. Yeah. And
do you even do lettuce or tomato?
Sometimes. I did when I went to a restaurant with Dad.
Okay. One time. You're branching out.
Yeah. I did that one restaurant that we went to as a family, remember? I got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But I do not put ketchup on the patty directly. I put ketchup on the side and dip it in, and then...
But you know what? The semi-genius part about that is that when you do it that way,
yeah,
is that you're not having it out the bottom
and it doesn't get soggy.
That's true. The bun won't get soggy that way.
See,
so
I'm a genius.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
Groundbreaking.
Revolutionized. Wait, what's the word? Revolutionized.
No, revolutionary.
No, you're revolutionizing the way. That sounds wrong still.
It's revolutionary.
Well, I know it's a revolutionary new way, but you revolutionize something. You've revolutionized the way...
It's a revolution. Okay, that doesn't even sound like a word anymore. Can we just... No. Okay. No.
Anyway, a great new way to eat a burger without making a stinking mess.
You're welcome.
Is to dip it.
Try it next time.
Dip it in your condiments.
Try it next time you have something.
That makes it a little tricky for the people who like multiple condiments. I guess you could triple dip. You could do mayo, ketchup, mustard.
Or you could just get a mayo chup.
There you go. Boom. Just bringing it back to the mayo chup.
Not sponsored by Heinz.
Oh my goodness. Well, this has been truly fun. I didn't know that we could talk about condiments for 30 minutes, but apparently we can. So... Thank you.
So there you have it. Some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.
There you have it. Condiments and food.